Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So as a longtime Apple user, 15 years and counting, I just bought a Microsoft Surface laptop. Haven't used a non-Mac computer in 15 years, and decided to make the switch, and here's why. I was talking to a friend who I tend to get some tech advice from, and I said, look, I'm looking for a laptop, not really sure what to do. He said, look at Microsoft, they got some good laptops out now. I said, look, I'm an Apple guy, and I'm not looking to switch, and frankly, I'm a little bit afraid, because the one time I didn't buy an iPhone, I bought a Google Nexus or something like that. I really didn't like it. And I just don't want to make that mistake again. I don't want to get burned again like I did with the Google phone. And my friend said, that makes absolutely no sense. Just because you got burned by a Google phone doesn't mean you're not going to have a good experience with a Microsoft laptop. It makes no sense to think that way. And I said, you're right. That's a total logical fallacy. That makes absolutely no sense. So I bought the laptop, and it occurred to me that there's a really important sales lesson here. And here it is. Your buyers have been burned before. It is not the first time that they've talked to or engaged with a consultant or service provider like you. This is not their first rodeo. They've been down that path before, and they've probably been burned before. And a lot of times, what prevents them from buying from you has very little to do with you and much more to do with the fact that they've been burned before and they don't want to get burned again. So when that happens and you know that's a concern, three things I want you to do. First of all, empathize with their concern. Don't disregard it. That's what a lot of people do, is they disregard that concern and they antagonize the buyer for having that concern. Oh, they're just too afraid, or oh, they just don't work with consultants, or oh, they're just too scared, or this or that. Empathize with the concern. It's a legitimate concern, and you probably behave the same way in other areas of your life when you're making decisions. Second thing is, show them that it's not actually their fault. The thing is that if the buyer feels like they made the wrong decision, then they're going to second guess every other decision that they make within that arena. So you want to show them that, look, it wasn't your fault. You probably did make the right decision at the time, but then things went wrong for reasons that are beyond your control. Don't beat yourself up over it. The third thing you need to do is show them why working with you is going to be very different. So you want to understand what went wrong. How did that relationship with that other consultant, other provider go sour? What did they do wrong? Where were the gaps in their approach or in their strategy or in the way that they approach the work? And then demonstrate to the buyer that, you know what, that's not how we do things. We do things very differently. Our approach is very different. You don't need to worry about those mistakes happening again, because here's how we work. And then finally, at a very high level, you need to be able to coach buyers to make the right decisions and call out their logical fallacies when you see them. So if they're too afraid of getting burned by you because they got burned by somebody else, you gotta be able to call them out and show them why it doesn't make any sense for them to not work with you, so long as they're confident that you can solve their problem and you're confident you can solve their problem, because you've got nothing to do with that other consultant or that other provider. There's no reason to believe that just because they were burned once that they're gonna get burned again. It doesn't make sense, and you've gotta be able to show them why that doesn't make any sense. Hope that helps. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.